You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Hello, I'm Miles O'Brien in for John Hockenberry this morning. President Obama will head to Baltimore today to roll out his plan to give small businesses some incentives to staff up. A $5,000 tax credit for every new hire, a break on Social Security taxes for employees who get a raise or more hours. The bottom line for taxpayers, about $33 billion. Money well spent? Well, we sure hope so. To help us figure out, we have two small business owners joining us this morning. Toria Blanchard, who is the owner of two Good Girls Go to Paris creperies in Detroit, Michigan, and John Brown, vice president of the Brown Furniture Company in Shawnee, Oklahoma, who called into our SpinVox line on Wednesday. Good to have you both with us. Let's begin with you, Toria. You have eight employees, including yourself.
Yes.
If you have this $5,000 tax credit, are you going to hire some more people?
Not at the moment, but it's great to have that $5,000 tax credit available. If I need to hire more people, it'd be great.
So it's not enough to have you go out and hire people. You have to have another reason to bring a person on board, I gather.
Well, my staff is all set for right now, but I think it's a great incentive. I think it's a great, $5,000 tax credit is amazing that it's put into place. So,
all right, John, you're in the furniture business. Three employees, including yourself. Are you thinking about hiring now, and would this put you over the edge?
Not really. The problem with the $5,000 tax credit is it doesn't cover the whole salary, and there's only so much to do. I'm not going to hire somebody just for a tax credit. Their salary is going to cost me a lot more than $5,000. And while I think every little bit may help a larger company or a larger employer, it certainly isn't going to help me hire a new person.
All right. Are you in the mood to give your employees a raise? And would the fact that you get a break on the Social Security taxes, would that encourage you to do that?
Well, again, it's just so small for a single employee, especially in our situation. We only have three employees. The taxes are not that much. I mean, payroll taxes are somewhere just below 7%. It would take about 15 new hires to be able to get one free employee.
So you make it up on volume kind of thing.
Right. If I don't have the sales, if I don't have people walking in the door buying furniture that I have to deliver, I don't need another employee and I can't afford another employee.
Toria, are you in the same boat in that regard? Or do you have enough customers walking in the door, first of all?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, I started a crepery in Detroit about 2 years ago, right before the recession hit. And I didn't know how it was going to go, and it worked out really well. And I have a lot of customers. However, I'm in the same boat as John. I don't think that would be enough for me to hire a new employee. I'm all set on employees right now, but it's a start. It's something.
What about the notion of would you be more inclined to give them a raise because you have a break on the Social Security taxes, for example?
Honestly, I would be more inclined to give them a raise because I have that incentive.
All right. I hope they're listening. You'll probably hear from them a little later today, won't you? Tell me in general, what did you think of the State of the Union address? Do you think the president has his focus where it should be right now?
Well, with the State of the Union address, I mean, he spoke a lot about small businesses and the economy. And at the end of his speech, he asked Washington, how long do we have to wait to make change? But I have to respectfully ask him, how long do we have to wait to get access to loans, to grow our businesses, to possibly hire more help? If small businesses are the backbone to our country, I think more needs to be done. I think as far as he mentioned the number of $30 billion he allocated to community banks, but until I see a banner that's in a community bank that says, hey, this is where the $30 billion we have access to, we need immediate help for people that want startup for their businesses, immediate help.
John, are you finding the same thing, that the banks just aren't lending?
Well, I have friends in Shawnee that have businesses that I've talked to in the last 24 hours, and I've asked them that same question. had one specific business owner, restaurant owner, has about 50 employees, and he told me that the banks are not giving out money unless your credit is perfect. He's an established business, been around for about 30 years. He can get some money. We can get some money. We've been in business for over 60 years. We're fortunate. We don't need any money. We don't have much overhead.
But isn't that always the case? It's the people who don't need the money who can get it, right?
It's always the case. So it's my understanding the banks in Oklahoma are just not lending.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about this shift now. The president seems to have moved on, at least rhetorically, from health care into the notion of jobs. Now, your businesses are so small that they wouldn't be required to participate in any legislation that was in work. But nonetheless, do you, John, think that that shift in focus is important?
Well, like he said so many times, you know, he can walk and chew gum. I don't understand why we have to quote-unquote shift. I think for some reason the people in the United States thinks there needs to be a shift. I don't understand it. I get a paycheck. I get the same paycheck. My employees get a paycheck based on sales. Meanwhile, every single year, and I'm waiting right now for that letter to come in the mail that's going to tell me my health care is going up another 10 or 20% this year. When I turn 45, it's going to go up another 10 or 15%. My wife turns 45 the same year, it goes up another 10 or 15%. So every 5 years, my health care goes up 30, 40%. 10 years ago, if I wouldn't have raised my deductible almost every year, my health care would now be more than my mortgage. People can't afford the health care. We've got to do something. I don't see why health care is not just as important as jobs. Now, I understand if you don't have a job, you need a job.
Toria, do you agree with that? Toria, are you with us?
Yes. In Detroit, I get my health care for the employees. Thank goodness I have a local county health care that I pay a third, the employees pay a third, and the county pays a third. Otherwise, I would not be able to provide health care for my employees or myself. So I couldn't afford it otherwise.
Toria Blanchard in Detroit, John Brown in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Thank you both.